Welcome back, my friend, Chef the Fat Man, live from the Cordon Green, baby, and we are having a blast. We got Daryl in the house, we got our new engineer, we actually have Chef Amanda in the house
yes.
to sample some of your wares, and she will probably lie a lot because she's like me, concerned, considerate, kind.
I'm sorry, you said she was like you?
Yeah. All of those adjectives.
Uh-huh.
But, Chef Eric, you were talking about, what do you want to start off with first, my friend?
All right. We first talked about the Manly Quiche, so I'm not going to start with that, of course. I'm going to start with the dessert. And so what I've got is I walked into the store today, and there's more berries than I've seen all season long.
What is up with that?
I don't know. It must be the temperature, the heat, whatever's been going on. There's much more great-looking berries out there. And so they had blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, and blueberries. And I said, hey, let's make something with that. So we've done things like dump cakes in the past, which is where
are a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, and they're easy. You take the pie filling, usually from, for whatever berry you want to use, or pineapple or whatever. And then you use like a vanilla spice cake on top of that. You just pour it right on top of it.
Well, you use vanilla spice. We traditionally, the riffraff, traditionally use the moist Duncan Hines yellow cake mix. But.
Well, okay, whatever. But same difference.
Yeah.
And that's all well and good. But I wanted to do something that's a little fresher and that we're going to start from scratch. So what I've got in a baking pan. 9x13, and I'm using one of these, Reynolds wrap, heavy duty. They're like a dark blue base to them. They work really well on the egg because it's a little bit more insulated than your typical tin foil. And I'm going to sprinkle half a cup of sugar on top of this.
So far, I'm liking it. You're staying to my always infinite concern for healthy eating with the fresh berries.
Yes.
And then you are... adding the sugar. You're starting out beautifully, Chef Eric, I must admit.
Well, thank you. And now I've also got 3 tablespoons of cornstarch. And what this is going to do is, as the liquid releases from a lot of these berries, cornstarch is going to help thicken up the cobbler mixture. And we're gently going to sort of toss these around, just get it all mixed together. You could do this in a separate bowl, but why bother making another thing you got to clean
also,
up.
Also, this is another child alert. This is great for children to help you with because you can let them get their hands in the berries and then every once in a while see them kind of look you away and then grab one and eat one.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those great dishes. Yeah, it's the great dishes for kids to help in the kitchen. I just thought I would mention that.
Absolutely. So, now, I do suggest when you do this,
yeah.
Get your little nitrile gloves. If you've never gotten some, go to a food supply place and get yourself a box of nitrile gloves. They're great. They'll help keep your kitchen cleaner. They'll help keep the kids cleaner if they're helping you with cooking. You just need to make sure they're the right size for them. All right, so I've mixed all that up into the 9x13. Nothing fancy about it. I mean, just make sure that it's all incorporated and all mixed up. Now, what I've already done is I took 2 cans of Pillsbury biscuit dough, and I separated out the 8 biscuits of each one. Yes?
I'm raising my hand for those of you who can't see.
Biscuit dough, yeah.
I know, you know, of course, we're going to be working a lot in the coming weeks with Francine Bryson, and she will tell you that you can make great biscuit dough almost as fast as opening up and making vulgar sounds with a can of biscuit. I'm just saying. I mean, I got to stand up for the woman because she's not here. Just saying.
No, there's no doubt you can absolutely make biscuit dough. As a matter of fact, in the next recipe, we're going to make biscuit dough.
Ha! How did I know? What a
now, I'm not using her recipe because I wish I had it, so maybe I'll have to work on that with her. I'll use another recipe that I've got.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure hers is a better recipe, but that's all right. Anyway, but what I've done here is taken those 2 cans of biscuits, like I said, separated them out, and then cut each piece of the biscuit dough into 9 pieces. So you do that by let's say the round of a biscuit is about 3 inches or 4 inches or so. You're going to cut two straight lines down the middle, so you have three strips, and then rotate 90 degrees, do the same thing, so you got nine little pieces, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Then what you do is, as you're putting these things into a bowl, and it should be a cold bowl, you want to add in a half a cup of sugar and a half a cup of flour. So while I'm loading them in, I'm sprinkling the flour on them, and that's going to help them keep them separated while I cut the rest of them. Then add in the sugar, then add in about a tablespoon of the good cinnamon, and toss that all together.
Man, I'm telling you what, this sounds like something easy, quick, and great for tailgate, because cobbler is one of those things you can eat hot or cold.
Yeah. So rather than a crumble topping on this,
right,
we're gonna put these great little pieces of biscuit dough on here.
Now, if someone were to say, gee, Chef Eric, why don't you just use the biscuit dough, spread it all out, make a topping, just one large piece, and you would say...
Well, I mean, first of all, this is going to cook better. You're going to have some great little caramelization, some crispier pieces. It also just gives it visual appeal rather than just a straight topping on it. And it's going to look like two cans is going to be too much, but let me tell you, it's just enough. It's also going to allow some of the juices to sort of bubble out from in between.
I like it when the juices bubble out.
Yeah, it kind of shows you what you're eating.
Yes.
And then, there we go. I could have actually probably taken a whole other piece of biscuit or two. But okay. So now what we're going to do is, if I could ask you to go ahead and put this out. We're going to put this out on a 400-degree grill. First thing we need to do is top it with some aluminum foil, which I have right down here.
Now, is this going to be a direct or indirect heat on the egg?
So we'll go indirect on the egg, and basically I want a temperature of 400 at the dome, which is going to give me 375 to 350 at the grid itself, okay? So we're going to keep this covered for the first 20 minutes, then we're going to check it, take it off, and we may let it go another 5 minutes or so to finish browning up on the top.
Now, I noticed you didn't put any kind of wash on it. You didn't put any kind of anything
Correct.
On it. You just...
Correct. Well, remember that the biscuit dough itself has a lot of butter in it. It's one of the flaky biscuit doughs.
Uh-huh.
So it's naturally going to...
You know, I like the flaky.
It's the layer type dough. So, so we're going to let that go for 20 minutes. Let me set my timer. And that's it.
See, Daryl was right on top of that. He started to go, you know, when you said timer, he started to go like this and goes, oh, chef's got it. See, he is not a kind of guy that steps all over the chef.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're right on there, Daryl. Good job, brother.
So basically in the middle of the next segment, we'll pull that out. But what we're going to do is we're going to serve it with a little bit of an ice cream, or in this case, I'm going to use a gelato. Because I had to have something to piss you off if this was going to be a recipe you liked.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
So, yeah, so
I mean, you're trying, you know, Earth the Chef Eric.
Yeah.
This is Saturn One calling. see, this is a tailgate for American football. And other than those who pull up in the limousine crowd in the Mercedes, by the way, what kind of car do you have?
Well, I drove the Audi today.
Yeah. What's your car of choice?
Mercedes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, while the Mercedes and Audi crowd pull up to Chef Eric's.
Ask Bob what he drives. A newer Mercedes.
That's because, you know, he works for you. You know, what can I say? But the whole idea is this is not gelato. It should be like Breyers or something American.
There is plenty of fat, calories, and everything else already in that dish.
But,
now, the good news is there's nothing artificial in it, right? So we've used good quality sugar and flour and everything else, and you get to control what those calories are. You could add up very easily what the calories are in this dish and factor that into your eating plan.
But by the time you're
done
with your gelato...
I'm not going to recommend it, but...
your one meal a day is?
Yeah. So now I will say that gelato... you know, a little bit less fat, a lot less fat, and lower calories than an ice cream.
Less creamy and tasty, but just a matter of
it is not. It is not.
But this is absolutely National Play-Doh Day, National Cheeseburger Day, and Chef Eric has started off with a kicking recipe. It is incredible what you can do, and there is nothing in the South that warms the cockles of anyone's heart, even if you go to the finest buffets like I do.
The finest buffets?
Yes.
Is that,
that doesn't have...
Golden Corral?
Yeah, no, please. KFC.
KFC.
But they have cobbler. That is as Southern as it gets, mm-hmm. and there is nothing better than a fresh fruit cobbler like Chef Eric has done. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some other upcoming events that we've got. Chef Eric's got more great recipes. We are Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are listened to by thousands, streamed around the world on AM 1160. Chef and the Fat Man live at Le Cordon Green. My friends, if you aren't listening to Chef and the Fat Man, you're just not, absolutely not listening to a culinary program.